Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
First day of June, and it's a Thursday. Coming up this morning, Umatilla County Commissioner John Schaefer is my guest. That conversation will begin right after these words, so stay with us.
Did you know street trees are regulated in the city of Pendleton? Permits are required to plant trees, and only certain types of trees can be planted. Street trees must be maintained to keep roadsides visible and sidewalks walkable. If you fail to maintain your trees, you may even be cited by the Pendleton Police Department. You can find details about street tree requirements and report an unmaintained or dangerous tree on the City of Pendleton's website. Just search street trees.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Thanks for joining us on the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Tespin, your host, and joining me in studio this morning, Umatilla County Commissioner John Schaefer. Good morning, John.
Morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
John, with Republicans denying a quorum in the Oregon Senate, what do you think will happen with legislation important to the county?
So there's a lot of things that are going on right now. We have a lot of the legislation that we're looking at deals with one with enterprise zones. In fact, I'm supposed to testify on Friday in front of a House committee. It's kind of deflating when you go to testify on something that's so important to your county and to your constituents, knowing that it's not even going to be heard on the House floor or the Senate floor. So without it even being heard on the Senate floor, it's kind of an exercise of futility to go down there and testify. So I'll probably do that one via Zoom for that testimony. I haven't decided exactly yet, but that's a long ways to go just to testify for 2 minutes for something that won't even be heard down on the Senate floor. And we're looking at different things like the Farm 2 project. You know, I know the city of Pendleton's got some projects. The city of Hermiston's got things in the hopper, too. We all have something that we're looking for, and we're trying to get passed through legislation and some big dollar amounts, like $5 million here or $2 or $3 million there. That's something that you just don't find in your couch cushions. So you're looking for the state legislature for help. And when they're not getting those bills heard, it makes it difficult for us to plan. And for one of the biggest things for us is if you talk to our community corrections department, Dale Primmer, he's talking about if they don't pass this budget, then they'll run it's called a continuing resolution, and they'll run that through September 15th. After that, the money dries up. So if you're a state, if your funding comes from the state, like community corrections, ODOT, different things like that, the money stops. And, so now you got to figure out how do you go from there. And then until if and when they do a special budget for, or a special meeting for, or special session rather, to do just the budgetary stuff. Because what I'm hearing right now is that the Senate, as long as the Republicans are not going to come back, the Republicans have said time and time again, we will come back and we will do June 25th, which is sine die. Now, if you hear that term and you don't know what sine die means, it means we are finished. So when they gavel out sine die, they open up both doors, one on the House side, one on the Senate side. The Speaker of the House and the Senate President make eye contact. They both drop the gavel at the same time, and sine die, we're done. So at that time, but before sine die happens, the Republicans have said we will come back and pass the budgetary stuff, which would mean you don't have to do the continuing resolution. Then you have a budget. The problem with that budget for Dale and his shop is it's about $40 million less than what they need to operate. So they're going to be taking a huge cut, and they're not general funds. From the county doesn't fund that program. That's funded through the state. So when they take that big of a hit, statewide $40-some million for our folks, that's about a $1.6 million hit. And you know, fortunately for us, Dale has done a very good job of doing his budget. So he has some reserves to fall back on. Not every community corrections department in the state is in that situation. I don't know what they're going to do. Fortunately, like I said, we've got a director who's very budget conscious and did a very good job of managing his budget. So the other thing is, when you talk about sine die, and if there's, you know, if there's no budget, then they're going to have to come back and do just a special session dealing with just budgets. Now, a lot of questions are, well, why don't they come back? You know, House Bill 2002 is a pretty contentious bill, and that one is the abortion bill. So there's a lot of components in there that the Republicans don't like. And I'm trying to figure out why the Democrats don't just say, okay, we'll pull this off and we'll refer it to the voters. You know, I can speculate all day long. My opinion is they don't think it'll pass if it goes to the voters. That's, otherwise they would have done that, because they've done it before. So I don't know why they haven't done it on this one, other than the fact that they don't think it'll pass. But that being said, that's kind of the biggest sticking point right now is that. So if, and the Democrats are saying, we, it's like I said, the Republicans said, we'll come back the day of sine die, which is June 25th, and then we'll pass the budgets. Well, the Democrats are saying, don't bother. If you're not going to come and show up for these bills, we're not going to pass the budget. And that's important, because every senator and representative has their priorities. And, you know, we saw the May forecast come out. There's a lot of money in the budget. So there's a lot of money out there for special projects, like your priorities. Like Senator Hansel's got his priorities. Representative Levy and Representative Smith, they both have their priorities. Without a budget, they don't get funded. So that's the stick that the Democrats are using to get the Republicans back to the table. And the Republicans are saying, you know, they're dug in, because they've already said, you know, they've already hit their 10 unexcused absence rule. And for those who don't know what that means is, there was a ballot measure 113, I think it was, that was referred to the voters last year, and it passed, saying if you have more than 10 unexcused absences, you are unable to file for re-election. So if you've walked out and you have 10 unexcused absences, you can't file again for re-election. So they don't have anything. Once they've hit that magic number of 10 or more, they don't have anything to lose. You know, they're like, we're done. So we're digging our heels in, and we're going to make you listen to what we want to do. So it's kind of deadlock right now in Salem, and it is hurting us in trying to get certain projects that we want to get accomplished.
Well, you mentioned Dale Primmer and Community Corrections. Are there other county departments that are also with this deadlock and this, denying quorum and so on in the Senate and all this craziness in Salem? And I say craziness because of how it could affect not just Umatilla County, but, mm-hmm. Statewide. But is there other parts specifically for Umatilla County, other departments that are like, wow. We're nervous?
Sure. And we get our state funding for like CDDP and Kim Beck, and she's the director for that. It's the Development of Disabled Persons. And they're the same way. They're funded through the state, not general fund. Again, we're very fortunate in having a director such as Kim Beck, who is very good at her budget. And so when the funds stop rolling in, she's set herself up to be successful. So, again, we're fortunate. We have outstanding directors who have, who've been at this a long time. They've read the tea leaves and they saw where it was headed. So they've positioned themselves to be able to weather the storm.
Have you talked to Senator Bill Hansel about the denial of a quorum? And if so, what did he say? Can you share that with us?
Yeah. So I spoke to him yesterday and I talked to him. And one of the things he told me, and I really respected this, was he said, we are, like he said, I'm in the building. I'm working. It's not that I'm, on vacation. He's literally in the building going to committee meetings and everything else. He's just not going to the floor for the vote. So there's no quorum there. And, and he sees, Senator Hansel is very well respected on both sides of the aisle. He's just that kind of personality. And so, you know, he's getting a lot of, you know, he's able to talk with the leadership on both sides of the aisle to try and work through some of these things. So I can't, you know, he didn't come out and say it, but I can't help but think that he's not part of the behind-the-scenes negotiation to try and figure out a solution to this gridlock.
All right. Talking this morning with Umatilla County Commissioner John Schaefer. We're going to take a break. Back with more, so please stay with us.
The Pendleton Market 76, your hometown All-American store, is proud to be part of this great community and part of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We stand up when we hear the national anthem, put our hands on our hearts when we recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and we thank God for everything He has given us. If you feel the same way, stop by and say hi to your neighbors at the Pendleton Market 76, your hometown All-American store. God bless America. God bless you. And God bless beer.
So you have heard how ozone therapy has helped many people find relief from chronic pain. But did you also know it helped them re-energize cells, boost their immune systems? What is ozone therapy? It's a long-standing medical procedure used worldwide in which a reactive form of oxygen, ozone, is administered to promote a therapeutic effect in the body. If you suffer from chronic pain or want to boost your immune system, call the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton at 541-276-1752.
Here at Mackay Creek Estates, we can't take you to Hawaii, but we can bring a taste of the islands to you. Join us on June 15th from 5 to 7 p.m. here at our community for a Hawaiian-themed luau. We'll have delicious island food, Polynesian dancers, a tiki bar, and more. While you're here, you'll be able to tour our community, meet our team, and learn more about our programming. For more information, visit prestigecare.com/Mackay Creek. Again, that's prestigecare.com/Mackay Creek.
In the late 1800s and the early 1900s, wheat farmers used up to 40 mules to pull combines through the hills of wheat country. Umatilla County Historical Society presents the 19th annual Old Iron Show. Experience the sights, sounds, and mechanical marvels which led those mules out of the fields for the last time. Tractors, engines, cars, trucks, horse-drawn, and hand-powered machinery will be on display at the free show June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Roy Rayleigh Park, Pendleton.
Introducing Pendleton's newest downtown experience, the 1883 Wine Bar at Hamley Cafe. Wind down after work with our signature Tower of Sangria, a Hamley favorite tradition, returning with a bold blend of wines and fresh fruits served in a tall tower. You can also indulge in delicious bites, including charcuterie boards or small appetizer plates. Wild Horse Club Wild members receive a free gift with a $15 food purchase through June 10th. 1883 Wine Bar at Hamley Cafe, now open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Umatilla County Commissioner John Schaefer. And John, we were talking during the break more about this, the sign and die and issues going on with the Republicans denying a quorum in the Oregon Senate. And then talking specifically in Oregon about a special session, what are some concerns if it were to come to that?
So one of the things that the biggest, one of the differences between Oregon and Washington, in Washington, if a bill hasn't been heard by sine die, it gets carried over to the next session. Oregon is not that way. And I just learned that this morning on a meeting I was at this morning. And so when Oregon, for instance, House Bill 2002, we'll use that one. If it has been voted on or no action's been taken by sine die, that bill's dead. They have to start all over again in the next session. So if they do a special session for the budget in June or, you know, October or whenever, then it's not, that won't be part of the equation. They'll have to literally start all over with committees in the House, committees in the Senate, and work its way through again. So it's completely different than it is in Washington. So as of sine die, the bills that have not been given a vote, they die. So, and you know, so we'll wait to see what happens on that.
All right. Well, let's move on to a couple other things of concern. Update us on how the ordinance project is going.
You know, it's actually going really well. I had a meeting on that yesterday. You know, we're doing like weekly and biweekly meetings with different groups on this. So one of the things is we cannot do any construction work during the irrigation season. Well, here we are on June 1st, as you said, and we are in the middle of irrigation season. So we are not going to be doing any digging until after the irrigation season's over with. So this fall, we're going to start digging. We have our contractor in place now. Tappany is the name of the company. And, you know, they're going to start working on it. They're already, you know, they're involved in our meetings and figuring out when to get this. And, you know, our design phase for the phase 2 and 3 is already at 30% completion. So it's, you know, it's trucking right along. I mean, it's funny how, you know, for so long it was just going at a snail's pace. And now it feels like we're on a freight train running to the finish line. So we're pretty excited. It's fun to be part of these meetings now.
Glad to hear it. Well, at the last meeting, there was a public hearing on changes to county fees. Can you explain some of the changes and why they are necessary?
Yeah, so some of these fees, we weren't in compliance with what the state was doing. So we had to adjust our fees to get to the state level. And, you know, and the rest of it, sometimes it's just a cost of doing business. Everything is going up. I mean, a lot of times I'll order from the app for my lunch and then I'll swing in and pick it up at the restaurant. And so I know because reorder this, yes, please. And so I get the same thing all the time because, you know, I'm, you know, bland, I guess. So, but when I order it, I know what it costs. All of a sudden I ordered it the other day and I thought, wait a minute, that jumped up. So it's the same thing. I mean, fees are going up everywhere and it's just the cost of doing business is going up. And so we have to kind of recoup some of those losses as well.
And we're seeing some more visible events with the new emergency manager, like the recent one at Pendleton High School. What's your take on the county's new emergency manager, Sage DeLong?
You know, we couldn't have picked a better emergency manager. He is, not only has he hit the ground running, but he's coming at us with things that, you know, we're thinking, okay, yeah, we don't need to worry about that for a while because it's, and he's like, okay, well, this is on the horizon. So what do we need to do to prepare for this, this and that and the other? You know, he's making contact with the various cities and saying, hey, this is who I am. Here's my contact info. Let me know if there's anything you need or can help you with. He's already working on ambulance service area plans, the ASA plans. He's been working on that. And, you know, that's a big deal because if you're following what's happening in Morrow County with the ambulance service areas, you know, so we want to make sure we're on top of that and things are going smooth here. And he's already doing that. And, you know, we were very fortunate to find somebody like Sage with his background and expertise, because with his background, he's already got a lot of the connections of the people in this region, because, you know, being Congressman Benz's field rep, he already was dealing with, I mean, I've dealt with Sage ever since he got on board with Congressman Benz. So I knew what caliber of a worker he is. And, you know, we couldn't be happier. He's a 10 all day long.
All right. Talking this morning with Umatilla County Commissioner John Schaefer. We're going to take another break. Stay with us.
Listen to the Coffee Hour any day, anytime. Find podcasts of past shows at mycolumbiabasin.com.
Breaking news. The Port of Walla Walla and its partner, Alaska Airlines, are excited to announce the return of the second round-trip flight between Walla Walla and Seattle. This second flight commences on September 6, 2023 at the Walla Walla Regional Airport with an early a.m. departure and a late p.m. arrival. Let's rally behind this expanded air service and fly Walla Walla. Book your tickets today at alaskaair.com. Remember, free parking.
Making pre-arrangements not only allows you to have control over your final wishes, but it also lifts the burden off of your loved ones. Here is Mike Turner with Pendleton Pioneer Chapel to tell you more.
Every time I pull out a pre-need that somebody has set up in advance, the family is so grateful because it removes the questions. So to set up something in advance, again, whether it's funded or not, is a great idea.
Mike and Michelle invite you to stop by and say hello at Pendleton Pioneer Chapel at 131 Southeast Byers Avenue in Pendleton. Time to get the deck ready for summer. Zimmerman & Company True Value can get you started and has expert advice to give you a hand. Here's Terry to tell you more.
We've got all the sanding equipment, all the stains and deck paints.
Do you have a recommendation of when is a good time to paint?
Yeah, when it's above 65 degrees and humidity is, you know, relatively low. I think across the board, you want to make sure it's in between that, like, 65 to 90 pretty much.
Zimmerman & Company True Value. Open 7 days a week on Main Street in Pendleton.
students. Do you need a safe and convenient ride to and from Pendleton High School or BMCC campus? The City of Pendleton Letter Bus is free. Stops at the high school and BMCC throughout the day, including after school for rides home after sport practices. Find out how this free bus service could help your transportation needs by visiting the City of Pendleton's website at pendleton.or.us/transportation and download their handy mobile app that lets you track your bus in real time. Letter Bus.
Local news and issues that affect you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Umatilla County Commissioner John Schaefer. And John, the Sheriff's Office requested a vehicle be upfitted for use by the county's evidence technician at a cost of a little more than $12,000. What needs to be done to make the Chevy Silverado work for that purpose?
Yeah, so, you know, the Chevy Silverado, as you said, is just a pickup. It doesn't have anything on the back. It's just a bed. So one of the things they need is a lockable canopy to go over top of it. But underneath the canopy, they have like a drawer system that pulls out. And then that way they can put whatever they need to do their job in there. So you can stand behind the tailgate of the pickup, grab one of those drawers and pull it out, and has all your supplies right there in it. And, you know, if you ever price those things out, they're not cheap. And so then they have to build it custom made to that particular pickup and then put a lockable canopy on it, and the drawers are all lockable because you don't want the drawer coming sliding out as you're driving down the road. So you want to make sure that those are all in there the correct way. So and then of course they're gonna have to put, I'm assuming they put a radio in it and everything else, but yeah, so there's some certain things that it needs to have to be able to get the job that it's designed to do and able to do it efficiently.
Next week, there's a meeting of the National Association of Counties Justice and Public Safety Steering Committee. What does that committee try to accomplish?
So actually, I'm one of the vice chairs of public safety on that committee, and they do all kinds of things. One of their big goals is, for instance, if you know somebody gets arrested and they get put in jail, they lose their insurance when they go into jail. Now, the problem with that is, at that point, they're still innocent until proven guilty. So if they're innocent, why are we taking away their insurance that they're paying for? And, you know, like Medicare and Medicaid, why is that going away? So then when if they get found not guilty and they get released, now that person has to go through the hoops of getting it reinstated and everything else. You know, so that's one of the things. And not only that, but while they're incarcerated, if they have any kind of medical condition, the counties are picking up the tab on that. So that's why this is such an issue for the National Association of Counties, is because it doesn't affect just Umatilla County, but it affects all 3,000 and so many counties there are in the United States. So that's a big issue. That's one of the things that they're looking at. Another one is aid and assist rulings with the Mossman order that came down. So basically it says if you've been found guilty of a misdemeanor crime, but you're not mentally fit to stand and to aid in your own defense, then you have to go be seen to the state hospital. Well, what's happened now is they said, well, the Judge Mossman made the ruling that if it's a misdemeanor crime, they can only be in there for so many weeks instead of so many months. And if it's a felony, instead of, you know, 9 months or whatever it was, down to 3 months. So then, and if 3 months, if you're not able to stand trial, then you get released. And so now they're back in the community and they're reoffending. And that's what we're seeing already since this ruling has come out. So now the National Association says, hey, we need to look at something like this and figure out is there a way that we, you know, both sides can live with it. And so that's a priority that they do. And it's kind of like a lobby firm for every county in the nation. You know, they kind of lobby for these big issues. And so every year in July, we'll have a meeting where we sit down and we have our, you know, priorities. You know, these are my priorities for Umatilla County. These are my priorities for Morrow County, whatever. And then they'll look at those priorities and say, okay, yeah, this one and this one are kind of the same thing, so we can lump that into one. And then they will lobby for those particular issues for the counties, and which is fantastic.
What else is on the agenda for that June 7th meeting?
I haven't seen the agenda yet.
Okay.
But it comes out probably later this week. So, but yeah, there'll be a lot of different things on there.
You also had a meeting regarding department goals and planning. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so that was one of Commissioner Doran's initiatives. He wanted to make sure that, you know, the department goals and plans are up to, that they mirror what's going on with the county, what the commissioners had set. So then we've done is we went to our liaison assignments and said, hey, this is what we're doing. Let it come together. So we had a meeting day before yesterday with all the department heads and the commissioners, and we all got to sit down and say, you know, like we got to hear Dale Primmer talk about how he's going to weather the storm. We got to hear from Dan Premis how he's working with reduced staffing levels, and how it's kind of ironic that, you know, he was late to the meeting because he was in court doing probation hearings. And he says, I'm the deputy for courtroom 3 right now, which is ironic because when he was hired as a deputy DA, that was his assignment, was courtroom 3. So he's back at what he used to do on top of everything else he does as the district attorney. So that's what we were doing a couple days ago. And that was really good for all the different departments to hear what each other is doing.
And then you also had a meeting with social services.
Yeah, that was yesterday, and that was Commissioner Timmons wanted to get everybody together. And for what she did on that one was she invited, like, community corrections, the developmentally disabled persons, the sheriff's office, parole and probation, you know, trying to get everybody on the same page. Like, okay, how can we help you with the reduced budgets and everything else? How can our services fill the gaps that you're filling and you're seeing? And, you know, so it's kind of a strategic planning session, trying to figure out how each piece of the puzzle can help each other. And that was actually a very good meeting. I was really glad we had that meeting.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time this morning. My guest, Umatilla County Commissioner John Schaefer, and we'll be talking to you again real soon. Thanks for being my guest this morning.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
And that's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Back again tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.